Check it out one time.
Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with my brother,
MC Dame LZ in the building.
And shout out to Will. Will, great morning. How you doing and feeling this morning?
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
All right. Happy Wednesday.
It is a happy Wednesday.
Well, yo, Dame, how you been doing and feeling, bro?
You know why it's a happy Wednesday? It's a player's birthday today.
I know that.
Happy birthday to me. Milwaukee.
Some applause. You
know. I'm turning 50 today.
Fireworks. See, there's the fireworks.
Your boy is 50 today.
Yeah, man.
And when I turned 50, because it just happened a couple hours ago. But.
Hold on. What clock was you? Oh, yeah, that's right. You can be late.
I'm saying a couple hours ago, like it wasn't a full day. You know, it wasn't a long time ago.
Okay.
Don't start.
I'm just saying midnight, man.
Not on my birthday.
It's midnight.
And so, I don't feel like
you
I
You need
thought,
some tissue? Because no, this could be emotional.
It's not going to be emotional. Okay. I don't feel as I thought I would feel.
When you turned 50.
When I turned 50. Because I remember being young. Like, I'm my grandmama's age. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like when I was young, my grandmama and them was in their 50s. You know, and I was like, ooh, you old. Like, damn, you old.
So now you don't feel old.
Now I don't feel old. So I understand. You know, my grandmama was still going on trips and was still cruising and doing all of that stuff. I'm like, grandma, why are you doing that? You're a grandmama. Grandmama was getting it in. But she worked 100 hours every 2 weeks and was on the county list for the most hours worked in the entirety of the county. So she worked hard, took care of us, took care of her family. And then when she played after my grandfather had passed. And so... Now I understand. I understand.
So now you get it.
I see it.
Like, ding!
Because
I, dealing
with the youth and dealing with the kids, and shout out to all my kids that come from me and all of the kids that I mentor and work with, it keeps you young, right? And so they be like, man, I've been telling them for the last couple of weeks, you know, my birthday is coming up, so I ain't going to see you on Wednesday, and if I have them or whatever the case may be, and I may not see you that whole week depending upon what I do.
Right.
And then they'd be like, well, how old are you? And then I'd be like 50, and they'd be like, damn! And they thought I was like 35. And, you know, I'm not that toot my own horn, but they thought I was like 35, 36. I'm like, no, man, I'm 50.
Does that make you say ouch when some people do that? Like,
damn!
Nah. Like the Kevin Hart.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm mimicking.
Like, I know.
No, it doesn't make me feel. It doesn't make me. In case y'all don't know, Kevin Hart was interviewing my man Mouse. I call him Mouse because he was the devil in the blue dress, and he told him his age.
And that's the drop. We got that. That's the one. Yeah, that is. And it was just like, but he kept a look on his face, like, okay, proceed.
Proceed.
But he was like, damn. And then like, but okay.
Damn. But you know, being 50. 50 is the new 40,
It's a blessing,
I guess.
Bro.
And that's how I see it. And then with a baby at home and stuff like that.
Now,
50
is 50, man.
It is.
And
you can't say that. It is. Because my neck hurt right now, and I don't know why.
That's like people that tried to shop, and I think it closed here. I'm not sure, but they wanted to keep shopping at Forever 21. Your ass is not 21.
Right.
No, stop it.
Listen, it's something
your black
you
ground
do.
Ain't squeaky clean.
And like I was saying, I woke up
that part, Will.
For the last week, my neck been hurting. I don't know why. And things like that occur. Your knee hurts. You take the wrong step. You don't know why. So your body lets you know you're a certain age, right?
Yeah.
And even working out and doing all that stuff, you're still going to get injuries and you still – because I can't work out nearly as hard as I used to.
Yeah.
But – yeah, it's
that's
just,
why people shouldn't say 50 is the new 40. No, your body say hell no.
Your body gonna say you 50.
You 50.
Your organs may be young because you've taken care of your body.
Right. Vitamins and workouts and you know.
But your joints is gonna age because you can't put oil in there, so your joints is gonna age. And anyway, so I just feel like I'm blessed.
Yes, sir.
To be 50.
Yes, sir.
And
when you look at the ages of some of these people that are dying.
Yeah,
and
I've
being
had
killed, man.
And
it's crazy.
And coming up on this age, it was not to damper or put a blanket on it, but I've had two friends that have passed in the last year and a half that were in, you know, 51, 52. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They were young. Mm-hmm. And you see it a lot. And it gave me anxiety because these were people that I looked up to.
That's right.
Brothers that was close to me. And to be 100, there was almost a fear of turning 50. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
Like,
is my clock about to get cut off?
Yeah, I understand.
Is my TV about to get cut off because I'm turning 50? I'm just being honest with the Truth Nation.
There you go.
And for the last couple of months, I've been dealing with that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I have been, you know, since Mike passed.
Are you ready
really,
for this?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, since Mike passed and Twan passed and some other folks passed, and it's just like, my brother Ish, my rapping brother Ish, his father passed. He was young. He was about my age, you know? So it's just like, mm-hmm. and these are brothers that try to take care of themselves, was doing, and it just happens, right?
Right.
And you just start to be fearful of it. So now I understand, like, when my father passed, he was the first of his generation, because it was a whole big, he got a big family, so it's a bunch of cousins right. and stuff, but he was the first one to out of their generation. And now I understand why they felt how they felt, because it's like, it wasn't that Wallace was, Big Wally was passing, it was that now they can see their end coming too.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
if it can happen to Big Wally, you know, then it can happen to me. And so that's how I was feeling. But now I'm 50, and I crashed through that wall, and I feel great, and I'm happy to be here. My, you know, all my kids are doing well.
That's right.
You know, my family's doing well, and I'm doing well. And so I can't complain. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
To the point where I came into work. I never used to work on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I'm going to work on my birthday.
That part.
Because I like being here with y'all. I like being here with you. I like being here with Will. I like coming in the morning. First of all, I wouldn't get up this early if I didn't like it. But I like coming in and being with y'all
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
talking to the Truth Nation.
There you go.
You know?
There you go.
We don't make a lot of money doing this. Mm-hmm. This is for the love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love y'all. And thank y'all for sharing my birthday with me.
That part. That part, man. And it's an honor to be able to share your born day. So happy born day. I can't sing. Maybe one of the Truth Nation listeners will end up calling in and singing happy birthday to you.
Maybe.
So that'll be a good thing. That'll, right. You know, 8-7.
But you guys seen the Stevie Wonder version, though.
What?
We seen Stevie Wonder over here.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
You know.
Yeah.
What, so what, you're not with the, I want to say happy, you don't like that one?
That's cool.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. 833.
Cool. I guess that'll work too.
Yeah, 833-212-1017. Who's going to take the challenge? Who's going to call in right now? And even if you can't sing.
Don't do that, because if don't nobody call, I'm going to be back sad.
Okay, so somebody has to call now.
At some point.
Let's.
At some point during the day, some point during the next 2 hours, somebody call in and just do it. Just surprise us with it. No matter what we're talking about.
Listen. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Don't do that.
Y'all can do it.
That's like doing a show when you're rapping. You be like, everybody make some noise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you know the crowd ain't into it. That's you shouldn't do that.
Right.
And that's what you just did to me. Right. But that's okay.
It's okay.
That's okay. We'll be all right. We'll make it.
Yeah.
We gonna make it. Yeah.
We got a caller.
We got a caller?
Yeah, we do.
Who? You call somebody?
No, I didn't.
Who called? Let's see who this is.
Okay. 833-212-1017. I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Homer. And the other Homer.
Right.
Your split personality, Homer.
We love you, Dane.
We appreciate that. Thank you. To all the people that are outside the window at the
fireworks and applause.
Really, y'all, there's a bunch of people outside the Third Street Market right now. They hear from me. I see y'all. I love y'all.
Yeah. So
in reality, there's nobody there.
So now you don't have to worry about it. See, it happened. I'm different. I tell people I'm different.
Thank you, Homer.
I do things like that. Oh, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. So there you have it. So who else gonna step up? Because I can't sing. I just got sounds that come out my voice.
Hey,
this would have been a great morning to have a cipher.
Hey, bars.
Hit up some of your people, man.
No, it's too early. They're not up.
Bruh, it's your born day.
My guy Mr. D hit me. A guy from Atlanta hit me. And you know what's funny? You said that
mm-hmm.
is that I had this rap that I wrote when I was 18, maybe 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
And in that rap, I say, I don't want to be broke down and dirty. on May 6th in 2006 when I turned 30.
Okay, hang on. We're going to put a beat behind that.
No.
Yeah, we are.
But listen, so he remembers my birthday.
Get a nice up-tempo beat.
No, don't do it, Will. He remembers my birthday off of that.
We doing it.
Off of that rap. And so because of that, I told him this morning, man, I gave y'all a cheat code to remember my birthday off of that rap because the rap was pretty good.
That's cool. Throw us a beat, Will.
No, Will, don't do it. Will. We're going to go to commercial.
Yeah, no, we don't. Not yet.
2 minutes early. I'm not going to rap.
No, you ain't got to rap. I just want you to say exactly what you just said. You know what I'm saying? So just let's try to hit a beat. Let's see. Okay. All right. Okay. Come on.
It's not a beat I would normally rap.
I know. But it's your birthday, so you know you're a freestyle. I'm not a freestylist. Go ahead. Come on. Let's go. You ready?
Yeah.
Do that.
I ain't
little
trying
piece.
To be broke down and dirty. On May 6th in 2006, when I turned 30, my exterior is sturdy, but I still divulged in a few friends, the outs and ends. Success is not at best a question. Whatever I do, I'm going to put my all in. But I got men who depend on my input somewhat. Also, though, a wife who supports me, concerned about me, but feels she must keep me abreast to reality. I ain't trying to be another industry casualty with years wasted trying to make it when I should have faced it. That's the risk, but all my heart. I believe I make the cut. Strut down arena aisles. Talisman in my hand receives smiles. The wifey on the side of the stage looking at me, holding my child. Eyes wide, remembering the long ride it took to get here. The tears, the fears, the sheer torture. Then I say, see, I brought you. But dudes that paid, the crews that's laid. Extended family tried in cotton ways. Got on their knees and prayed. Prayers answered. New home, cemented in plastic. No longer a slave to the world, my own master. And that rap is... Thank you.
Thanks, Will. Celebration.
Woo, that rap is 32 years old today.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
And I still remember that rap because that rap was important because that was the rap that changed me from being a young man to becoming a man. And throughout my musical career, there's been raps that have changed it from this to that, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. Before that, I was a teenager. Now I was 18 or 19 and I was involved with who would become my wife at that point, and I knew my life was changing. Mm-hmm. And so that's what that rap is about. And so when I did that rap, I recorded it in Atlanta. Shout out to all my people in Atlanta. I recorded it in Atlanta, mm-hmm, and everybody left to go kick it. And I was like, no, I'm going to stay here and work. And I worked, and when they came back, they was like, dog. And it was like, everybody remembers that rap. So,
there you go.
I'm glad you made me say that rap.
There it is, bro. There it is. I am too, man. I am too. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Happy Born Day to MC Dame Elzy. We love you, brother. We appreciate you. Now we'll take care of some bills, man. And again, just one of the many gifts that you have, man. We had to get some bars, man.
Bars.
So we got to take care of some bills. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth will be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome black. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my brother.
MC Dame Elzy in the building.
The birthday man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Shout out to our girl, Bailey Coleman. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Yesterday, you know, we were talking about me and Bailey and, you know, how we wish it was three at the same time to get our thoughts and opinions and Walgreens. And, of course, this one on 27th and North Avenue now closing and shuttering their doors. And the thing that they are saying is safety concerns. That is the main cause of them saying that they are closing that location. Now, with you working with the city for so long, I know that you should have some insight on that particular location. And I want to get your thoughts and opinions on it, man. Do you believe that it's the safety concerns? Because they had people on the news that were saying, yes, I've seen it. I've seen this. Golly. I've seen that. But I want to get the birthday man himself, MC Dame Elzy's thoughts and opinions on that before we go into some of the other things that we'll be talking about this morning.
Yeah. As I was driving in this morning, I heard Kyle talking about it. And it kind of – Kyle's my brother. I love him. But it kind of got me upset because I'm like, I'm listening and I'm like, I don't think people are understanding that this is not something that we should be placing on our own backs. And why do I say that? What do I mean by placing on our own backs? And I've said this before, even with the pick and save, and it came out with the pick and save that the numbers didn't back up the claims of the store. And in this case, I think I would like to see, and I'm not discounting what has those people that have interviewed and said whatever, their experiences. But what I'm saying is, when you look at the big picture, how much has this been affecting this Walgreens, or has this Walgreens always had in its mind that it was going to close this store? Because I can tell you for a fact that I have dealt with the licensing for this Walgreens for over a decade. And when you're dealing, when I deal with licensing through the city and they get licensed, what I would do is I would go to these places because, you know, a lot of times the auto person, they're too recognizable. So when they come through the door, people are acting a certain way, treating
them.
So I would show up. And I learned this from being a building inspector that, you know, when I got on my DNS shirt, people treat me a different way than when I just come in the store with my hat and my T-shirt on. When I look like everybody else, I get the treatment of everyone else. So I would go to this store. This store had issues where we were trying to get the corporate.
And when you said store, you're talking about the Walgreens.
I'm talking about 27th and North Avenue.
Just making sure the listeners are.
The Walgreens. We couldn't get them to fix their fence. We couldn't get them to pick up the trash in the lot. We had to mandate to them that they pick up the trash in the lot. We had to mandate to them that they cut their grass and do landscaping. If you run a corporation and you're making all of this money, why do we as the community have to tell you to clean up your lot? Tell you to fix your building? Tell you to cut your grass? And it's not even a lot of grass. Why do we have to? You're supposed to be, especially on the corner of 27th and North, you're supposed to be an anchor as a corporation because you're making this money. You're supposed to be an anchor of the community. So when people drive past, they should see this. We don't, in Greenfield, they don't have to tell them to clean up their lot. They don't have to tell them to cut their grass. They don't have to tell them to do all of these things. And what am I saying? Why am I saying that? That's nothing to do with stealing, right, Dame? That's what you say. But what I'm telling you is there has been no emphasis by the Walgreens Corporation to keep these stores open. They knew already that they were going to close these stores down at some point. So there had been no reason for them to invest any more money, any more time into these stores because they already knew what was going on. And so then they put on it, oh, stealing is out of control and we got to hire security and this, that, and the other. Well, first of all, we made them get security. And they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to invest in that. So the, for them to get up there and say, oh, we put security in and it wasn't working. No, it wasn't. You didn't want to do that. We did that. We you came to the table and a lot of the other alders and a lot of the other aides that handle licensing would call in the Walgreens people and make them come to the table. And when they, if you're running a business like this and you're constantly being called to the table, and what I mean by being called to the table is when you do licensing, there's a table. And the corporations or the business owners or whatever come to the table. If your license is fine, you don't have to come to the table. We just renew it. We don't have no problems with that. We renew it. But if you have to keep coming to the table, then there's something wrong. We have to talk about how Walgreens has not been a great community partner as of late. We've had issues with people getting their tires towed at Walgreens. We've had issues on this Walgreens on 27th and North where I stopped working for the city 6 months ago. People had been calling me for a year or so, more than that. The Walgreens pharmacy is never open.
Wow.
I come up here. I caught the bus up here. These are actual calls I'm getting. I caught the bus up here. It's not open. What's going on? I came up here with my grandmother. The Walgreens ain't open. She can't get her prescription. Now I got to get it transferred to 35th in Wisconsin and go wait there for 5 hours. That's how much they care about us. So don't. I'm not saying that stealing wasn't happening because I know it was. But I'm saying show me the numbers that say that stealing that was occurring was more out of sorts than what's occurring in other areas. And they, whenever we've asked these companies or these corporations when they leave to do that, they don't produce the numbers. And when we go look at our own numbers, like they did in Metcalf with pick and save, the numbers don't back up what they're saying. So what they're doing is they're making an excuse to further their business plan of shrinking because box stores are going out of style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People got Amazon. They got all this other stuff, right? Well, because I will use Amazon in a second. And it's one of the things I shouldn't do, but I do it. We know that. I mean, it's not helping the community any, but it's so convenient. I'm 100 with you. I'm the truth. So I'm going to be 100. It's so mm-hmm. convenient. I'll just mm-hmm. Amazon. I'll order tape off of Amazon. I could just go to the store, buy some tape. What am I doing? But I say all of that to say that is going out of style. So if they need to shrink and save money, instead of them saying, look, we need to shrink and save money and we out of here, and now they have a brand name where it seems as if they don't care about the community, they saying the community is making us close. The community is stealing from us. Everybody's stealing from us. We can't keep stuff on the shelves. No, they was taking stuff off the shelves before. We was getting calls.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I come in here. Ain't nothing on here. Why is there never nothing up here at this Walgreens? Look, that's the Walgreens. I have no control as a public servant to make Walgreens do that. If that's their business, that's their business. Now, what I can do is control that they clean up their lot, do all this other. So we would call them to the table, mention all of this other stuff, and try to get them to become a good community partner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? One time.
And what was their response?
Begrudgingly, they would do it. They would tell us, we don't have the money to pay for that. We can't pay for that. So skip me, miss me with all of the business acumen that I don't have. But I do know if you are in a community, you should be a part of the community. If you're making money in that community, you should be doing things as a part of that community. We shouldn't be having a big clean where we're spending 3 hours just on your lot. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That shouldn't happen. There's mm-hmm. no reason for that to be the case. But it is. And they would begrudgingly want to do it. You could tell when they would come, they didn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. Who wants to be there? Who wants to have these conversations? Who wants to talk about this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I remember one time I was meeting with Michael Murphy and Alderman Michael Murphy. And he is an OG. He had been around for a long
Absolutely.
Time. And he was dealing with a company. And the company didn't want to be a part of the community, really. Didn't want to adhere. And Michael Murphy's like, if you don't want to be here, then leave. And we'll get somebody that wants to be here. And if Walgreens, and that stuck with me, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, I told him after the meeting, I was like, dog, that was gangster. And he was like, sometimes you got to be that way. And so I'm learning from these dudes. This is when I first got to the Common Council. And people don't like Michael Murphy, but he was cool back then. That's my guy. whatever y'all feel about him, it don't matter. In that moment, he was on 100. He was 100 with them. And I feel the same way. If you don't want to be here, just say that. That's like when you divorce somebody and or you break up with somebody and you blame them. Well, I'm leaving because you don't rub my back. I'm leaving because you don't cook enough. I'm cheating because of this, that, and the other. No, you're doing it because you wanted to do it. And they're leaving because they want to leave. It ain't nothing we doing. We could have been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my contention that they still were going to leave. They still were going to find some reason to leave. We just make it easy for them. Yeah, we do. We do. But other communities make it easy for them, too. And because I go out to, like I said, I go out to Cold Spring,
mm-hmm.
and the Mountain Dew is locked up out there. The Red Bull is locked up out there. The stuff that people get the most in those areas
mm-hmm.
is locked up. Again, y'all, they would have left no matter what. And my contention is, you want to leave? Bye. We'll find somebody that wants to be here. The city should invest in Hyatt. Help Hyatt fill in these two. Hyatt wants to be here. Okay, you want to be here? Boom. Help you. Invest in a young startup corporation that wants to do similar things as Walgreens, and teach Walgreens there's money to be made in our community if you treat our communities right.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We're going to call this Birthday Man's Morning. MC
that was
Dan
my rant
LZ.
For today. I'm done, y'all. No more soapboxes.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Truth Nation, the lines are always open for your truth at 833-212-1017. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth Nation,
Welcome, Black. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth FM. We're inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue with our birthday man himself, MC Dame LZ. Happy born day. It's your celebration, bro. It's your celebration.
I'm sharing it with the city.
There it is.
And I'm not doing nothing big. I'm not having no parties or nothing. Well, I don't think I am. My lady friend maybe. She, you know what's so funny?
What's that?
She's in school. And she's in culinary school, and she just had the baby, so she hasn't gone back to work. She's been doing that, and so she's been quietly planning something, sneaking around planning. But it's like I gotta pay for it, so so I know something is happening. I'm keeping it like yeah. I don't know.
The cards have been used.
Yeah, but I know. I'm looking at the bills.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So I know.
Checks and balances.
You know, she's got her card and she's spending, and then I'm looking at the, you know, spent this on that. You didn't see me yesterday. And then yesterday, true story, hilarious, right? She calls me. And she was like, what's your favorite store to go to? And I was like, okay. You know, I like going to Unfinished Legacy.
Right.
I like going to Motor 3, whatever.
Gift
and cards. So I have to pick up a kid from Bradley Tech. And instead of going down 6th Street, I go down Water Street. Where is Unfinished Legacy? On Water Street.
Yes, sir.
And so then I see her white Jeep sitting in front of it.
Oh,
and I'm dying just, laughing,
just
right?
Destroying it. Will, he's destroying it.
I'm dying laughing because she's so cute when
he's
she drives
the Plaid. He's telling the world.
She's so cute.
The jig is up.
She's so cute when she's trying to play. But she already knew. I told her this already. And she was like,
but
no,
now you told the world.
Yeah, well, I tell the truth. When I rap, I tell the world everything. When I'm on radio, I tell people like me.
You gonna get a text.
Listen, if she's listening, she might still be asleep. But
wake up.
But listen, so then I called my daughter and I was like, you know, my daughter called me, my oldest one, and I was like, I just passed your law firm. I just passed your job on Water Street. And I'm telling her what's going on. She's like, no, that wasn't her. She's covering for her.
Right.
Because she knows that was
her.
And she's like, no, that wasn't her. No. It could have been. It's so funny. And then strike of midnight. Last night, oh, shout out to the people at Unfinished Legacy because she looked at the times wrong and she thought they opened up at 3 o'clock when they closed at 3 o'clock. So when I saw her, she was sitting there waiting for them to open up
because
I had to pick the kid up at 3. So I was there going past her at like 2:50. So she was sitting there waiting and they coming out and she goes up to them and she explains to them what she's doing, how she's buying
and
this for me.
Is so important. Yeah.
And they let her back in.
There you go.
And they let her buy the stuff. And she was like, he comes here all the time. Well, really, I don't go there that much. I just like, I've been there a few times and I bought it. And so she showed them a picture of me and they didn't recognize you. But they still let her in.
Right.
And Motor 3 the same way. And so I was like, so shout out to Unfinished Legacy for doing that. That was me that she bought that coat for. It's a great coat and the hat. So I appreciate y'all. And so then here she comes midnight. She runs upstairs to my daughter's apartment and then she comes back down with the coat. And the hat. And I'm like, I knew I saw you. Why you fronting like I didn't see you? You can't lie. You suck at lying.
We can't take away their element.
But like, I understand that.
Shout out to Element, by the way.
But so her excitement made me excited. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because
right.
To me, it's like you know, I've partied, done things when I was Black Elephant. You just mentioned Element. When I turned 30, we had a week of parties. You know what I'm saying? A full week. And I've done traveling. And I've done all that stuff, right? And so, to me, I'm sick of it. And her excitement made me excited. So, I'm not
to belabor
the point.
How long ago did you destroy the Santa myth for your children?
They never had it.
Okay.
That was never,
no. You get what I'm saying?
No.
He killed Santa!
Yeah, I definitely killed Santa. Santa never lived in my house.
Never stood a chance. I'm just saying.
Santa never lived. You know my ex wife. Ask her.
Right.
No, ask her. She'll tell you the same thing. I was raised in a house where my daddy painted Santa Claus black. So Santa was a revolutionary in my house. So it continued on with my Santa never lived. The Easter Bunny never lived. None of that stuff ever lived in my. I bought you this.
That's right.
Your mama bought you this. Your grandmama bought you this.
That's right.
And if you treat us wrong, we'll take it away.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is. speaking of bought and all of those things,
Here's a story about a Milwaukee woman who's been charged in a $2.2 million Medicaid fraud scheme. Debbie Long. I believe she's white. They haven't showed her much yet, but everything I'm coming up with, and I'm putting in Debbie Long, Milwaukee, middle age. I see a picture of a white woman. So I cannot confirm, nor can I deny that. But a lot of times, trust me, when Marquita, they ended up indicting her, they had her picture all up. It was all on the website. It was all on every newscast. It showed her going to and from court. But we haven't seen the picture of Debbie Long. I pulled up some pictures and from a Debbie Long, you know, in Milwaukee, and I didn't see any black ones. They were all white. So, but yeah.
And we have proof of that because there was somebody a couple months ago that this black woman.
Marquita. Yeah.
That was her name, Marquita? Yeah. Oh, I swear to God, I thought you made that name up.
Oh, yeah.
That was too black of a name for it to be a real name. Yeah. I thought you made that name up. Will, okay. I'm sorry. That was racist of me on myself, but I just thought you made Marquita up. I'm sorry to all my Marquitas out there. There was no offense that I was shoving you away, but you know, who named their kid Marquita? Come on, man. Anyway, so
we got a news clip on it too. But go ahead to make your point.
But my point is this: when Marquita was coming out the courtroom, they showed every stereotypical picture and angle of her that they could show. Marquita may be a great person and probably did a great lot for this community and just went too far some places. They showed every angle of a stereotype that they could show. But when this happens and it's one of them, you got to search it out. You got to try to find out because it doesn't fit the stereotype. And she got a PPP loan, which they assume was always only black people. That's what I'm saying about Walgreens, y'all. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. All right.
Yeah.
My bad. Go ahead.
You've seen there were a couple of comments. Also, Ebony Banks on the Truth Talk text line said happy birthday. And she also acknowledged when you were doing your freestyle that you were going in. As it relates to the Walgreens, Millicent, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you to all y'all on the Truth Talk text lines. Said what? So what you're saying is true. We shouldn't care that they're leaving. It should be a positive that they're leaving.
Get them out of here.
Al MKE said, how long are we going to continue to live in denial when it comes to our own kin folks? How is trash getting there? If you got to get security, maybe nobody should go there. I'm black and I wouldn't go there. So
can I respond?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You may as well. We got 3 minutes before.
Corporations need to take trash gets there because trash gets there naturally. It's on a corner. People throwing stuff out the car, whatever the case may be. But as a corporation, you should be the pillar of that community. You should be the pillar of, you are the highest, you are making all of this money, you're making millions, and people see in it, right? You should be the pillar of that block, and you should be the anchor of that block. People should be able to, and this goes for corner stores, this goes for, and this is my theory, this was always our theory on anybody that gets a licensing. Having a license is not a privilege. It is a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege. That's what I meant to say. It's not a right. It's a privilege. So when you have this license, there are certain things that come with it. And being a part of the community and being a part of the area you in is the least of the things that you can do. That's how I feel.
Yep.
I just took this whole segment and hijacked it.
Well, hey, listen, I need you to be able to respond. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. I need you to be able to respond. Another brother ended up sending a message, said, Dame is correct with Walgreens using the excuses for pulling out of the community as being safety and retail theft. Walgreens should be grateful they're allowed to be here. Walgreens is nothing more than an oversized convenience store with a pharmacy. They will go out of business everywhere. Prescription deliveries by mail catches on.
Yeah. And that's what the main business was the pharmacy. Everything else, that's why the pharmacy.
And great morning to you, brother, sent me that.
Shout out to that, brother. I appreciate you. And that's why the pharmacy is in the back. So you have to walk through the store to get to the pharmacy.
Yeah,
impulse. Right, and then you're buying something while you're going to the pharmacy. Well, okay, if everybody's stealing, then just close it down and keep the pharmacy open. Why can't you keep the pharmacy open? That's going to cost you a bunch of money? No, it's not.
Right.
You can downsize and still be a part of the community. They don't want to do that. That's what I'm saying.
All right, you're listening to Truth in the Morning. When we return, we'll play the clip where the Milwaukee woman charged in a $2.2 million Medicaid fraud scheme. And we'll get your thoughts and opinions on this because we're hearing more and more. But I also brought up the point that there's like billions of dollars that that are people are like just they send it out. I think it was like over 500 something thousand, close to half a million people that are they're going after for Medicaid fraud and PPP loans and all of that. So we'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Great morning, Truth Nation. The Truth Talk text lines are open at 833-212-1017. I'm the legendary Home Blow, along with my brother.
MC Dame Elsie in the building.
Shout out to our girl, Bailey Coleman.
We've $5,000.
Before we get to the Medicaid fraud scheme, we've got Gary, who has a comment on the True Talk text lines about Walgreens. Great morning, Gary. Love you. Appreciate you. What's your truth?
Good morning. How you doing, good brother?
Bless.
Good. I enjoy, man, when I get a chance to listen to you, man. You are on point. Man, one of the best that I listen to. I always agree with a man, like 95% of the things you say, you're on point, brother. Love listening to you.
Thank you.
What I was going to say is that Brother LZ talked about just downsizing to a pharmacy. And that's what they actually did on East Capitol. So my mom and dad, my dad's 86, he'll be 87 in July, and my mom is 85. And they live right up on 7th and Capitol, right across the street from Mesmer High School. So they would use the one on East Capitol or the one on Capitol and Titonia, which they closed both of those down, right? Mm-hmm. But what they did do is they kept the one on East Capitol. They just moved it closer to Capitol Drive where it was further back, and they just downsized it to basically a pharmacy, right? They got some items in there, but basically a pharmacy where you can still go in and get your stuff. So that was an on-point comment from him. But what I also want to say is, man, our community is broke, right? Mm-hmm. Our community is broke. I remember when I first retired from the military and I got a job at Old Navy, the one that they opened out there in Brown Deer. And we put the shelving in there. We built that store besides just the brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. We brought that store alive. And, man, listen, me coming from the military, you know, you're kind of isolated in the military. There's a lot of things that you're not exposed to, a lot of things that you don't see and don't know about.
Right.
Man, I was seeing our people. So they didn't have security. They didn't have tags on the clothing or nothing. Man, I saw our people coming in there, man, with grocery bags, shopping bags, coming in there, man, loading up and just walking out the store, bringing their children in there with them, stealing, their kids helping them steal, man. It was a rude awakening for me. But there's reasons for that, man. And that's what people don't want to talk about, the discrimination, the disenfranchisement that our people have experienced in this country. The laws that were created to stop us from being able to vote, be able to have fair housing, jobs, all that. Those are the, you know, saying.
You good?
You still there?
You still there?
We lost him.
Yeah, I think he might have went through a dead zone or something.
But that's okay, the reality.
Okay, Gary, we had lost you for about 30 seconds or so. So if you can go black, if you can, just about 30 seconds of what you may have been saying. Because we want to get your point in.
Yeah, I was just talking about when we look at all these things that are happening in our community, there's a reason for it, and people don't want to talk about it. The disenfranchisement of our people, voting, jobs, education, the unfair judicial system, locking our people up for things that other races would get a slap on the wrist and just say, oh, man, throw that away and just keep moving. You know, so many things have been. We've been disenfranchised, man, and discriminated against in so many ways and held back in so many ways. This is what happens when you do this to a race of people.
Mm-hmm. And, Gary, thank you very much for your compliments of my radio style and my thoughts and opinions, and I appreciate the support. and have a great day. We've got Mr. Wright. Mr. Wright wants to also give you a shout out for your born day. Mr. Wright, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Welcome to Truth in the Morning, 833-212-1017. What's your truth, Mr. Wright?
My truth in the morning is happy born day to my man, Dame. Dame, I listen to you and Homer and Bailey. I listen to the truth every day.
Thank you,
my daughter to school,
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
I just wanted to say happy birthday. Happy birthday
you
to you. Remix. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. That's all I got for you, Dame.
Thanks,
man.
Mr.
Thank
Wright.
You, brother.
We appreciate that.
Appreciate
there we go.
That.
See?
Real talk.
So now you got an official call.
I got
besides,
what?
Besides, well, my call was official.
Well, you know, people on the YouTube line have been shouting me out. Shout out Aaron Kawanda.
They
shout
call
out Lee Nicole. Shout out DVJ. Everybody
they
that's on
in,
there
though.
That's been shouting me out. I appreciate
they didn't call
y'all.
In.
They didn't, though.
Yeah. I called in, and Mr. Wright called in.
You know,
yeah.
I feel you. I feel you.
You know what
I appreciate
saying?
Y'all.
So, yeah.
It's me, S.E., Sincere, Ronnie, Ray, Real, all my people on the YouTube line.
Yeah.
But back to what we were talking about. My brother, he was saying a part of what the point he said was that the conditions in which we have to endure kind of lead up to that. And we know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing with this, when you were talking about the PPP, kind of leads back to what he was saying in that when we were talking about Marquita, and the way that they put her on the front page coming out with the look on her face and the guy behind her on the cell phone and, you know, just whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And saying she went and bought this, she went and did that with the money and X, Y, and Z. All these stereotypical things that you would expect somebody to do. But when it's this Deborah Long, who we assume is probably a white person,
because
everything we Google, like everything you've Googled, has come back Caucasian.
Correct.
There's none of that. Where's those pictures? Where's the person
where's
showing
the
up?
Parading?
Where's
parading
the person?
Of.
Right. Where's the...
You're talking about $2.2 million,
where's the
bro.
Perp walk? Where's somebody coming out... Where's somebody going up to her business trying to knock on the door
right.
and nobody coming to the door? Where's that? Where's all of that? Because that don't fit the stereotype. But regardless.
Yeah. We're gonna play this clip. Will, our producer, again, great morning to you, Will. We appreciate you. This is for the $2.2 million Medicaid fraud scheme. So we're going to check this out.
Payments and money laundering. Tonight, the Wisconsin Department of Justice charged a Milwaukee woman with multiple alleged schemes.
And Christina Van Zels explains why the charges are part of a bigger story. She joins us live in the newsroom tonight. Christina?
Yeah, Bria and Ben, during the COVID-19 pandemic, Medicaid fraud and improper payments through the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, reached an all-time high. The DOJ has charged thousands of people since, including a Milwaukee woman who the state says used that fraudulent money to buy a car and a car wash.
It happens at sort of a percentage of more often than we think.
The DOJ charged 44-year-old Debbie Long with five felonies, including fraud and money laundering. Federal prosecutors say Long owned Pinnacle Home Healthcare, LLC. The company provided personal care services to Medicaid members like mobility, meal preparation, and bathing. From March 2017 to August 2022, prosecutors say Long billed Wisconsin Medicaid for personal care services that were made up or exaggerated. Things like inflated billing, fraudulent travel expenses, non-existent services, and claims submitted with impossible hours for a member in a single day. Investigators say she was paid more than $2 million in fraudulent reimbursements. In 2020, prosecutors say Long submitted a fraudulent PPP loan application where she claimed Pinnacle had 120 employees with a monthly payroll of about $87,000. Workforce records reveal she only had 46 employees and the payroll was about $36,000. Lisa Graybert is a visiting research professor at Marquette who specializes in the health sector, specifically Medicaid and Medicare.
This individual may have been doing like more smaller fraud within Medicaid even before COVID, and then branched out to PPP.
The DOJ says Long then used that money, the PPP loan funds and fraudulent Medicaid reimbursements, to launder money through shell companies and then bought Kit's frozen custard on Capitol, a Mercedes-Benz, and an Octopus car wash.
So if the government is able to recoup that amount of money, we could actually use it to fund priorities in areas where people want to see things done.
Long will have her initial appearance in court in July. If convicted, she could face up to 57 years in prison and fines more than $10 million.
So, yeah, and I don't know if you were paying attention to the clip in its totality when they were showing the Pinnacle Building where she had her it's your birthday. It's okay.
Yeah.
They won't know.
They won't know.
But yeah, I just, you know, sure, it could have just been pure coincidence and they kept it in. They showed a black woman walking like out of the building.
Yeah.
And walking maybe so towards a vehicle. And so now, you know,
that's
plot
the building
thickens.
On Capitol, I think.
Yes, sir.
That's that building on Capitol. And you know how I know that? Shout out to Harvey Scales and them, Junior. That's where they did their podcast at. So that's why I recognized that building. Hopefully she's not black.
I just insane, like, yeah, had to catch a sister that appeared to be walking from the building.
I really feel like this is the Saturday Night Live skit. Where they were like, oh, it's got to be a black person.
Right.
And they were, and I think she's white.
Yeah, and Bailey talk about that a lot. You know, it's a thing that the Breakfast Club does, and it's like they play what race are they, or what, you know, what color were they, and then they'll play like some Taylor Swift or something, which kind of alludes to that, or then they'll play something like a Young Thug or something, and it must be black. Then they'll play, you know, and you have to guess from whatever information we have, and they haven't shown this or shown that. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth, but it's not just Truth in the Morning. It's MC Dame Elsie's Born Day.
Yes,
happy
sir.
Birthday, my brother.
Thank
we got to take care of some bills. We're going to find out who's late in a minute. We'll be black.